NGO community. NGOs wish to express their sincere condolences to the loss of life in Israel-Palestine and those affected by earthquake in Afghanistan. Dear Chair, conflict remains the predominant root cause of forced displacement, but natural disaster, climate change and statelessness are increasingly becoming driving and compounding factors. Protected forced displacement will likely persist. To address the intricate nature of global displacement, a unified holistic approach is crucial. Solutions should encompass local integration, voluntary return, resettlement and right to nationality. Engaging more deeply to tackle root causes and adopting complementary strategies remains crucial. Despite notable efforts, progress towards achieving durable solutions remain modest. Returning home is not an option. Resettlement opportunities are extremely limited. Formal legal or social integration in host community often remains a distant prospect. Today, we wish to spotlight two major crises in Asia. 2 years after the Taliban de facto authorities took over, the economy remains in a dire state. Humanitarian needs intensified and food insecurity increased. Concurrently, Afghans face numerous protection challenges such as discrimination against women and girls. These challenges hinder the return to a conducive environment. We urge UNHCR and states to continue supporting humanitarian efforts in Afghanistan and to uphold UNHCR non-written advisory for Afghanistan. We appeal to the member of support platform for the solution strategy for Afghan refugees to take a principled approach to sharing responsibility, mobilizing resources, and providing long-term support with a focus on safeguarding their fundamental rights. The Global Refugee Forum will be a pivotal moment to increase third country solutions and for the support platform core group members to synchronize their resources and strategies, maximizing impact and support. For decades, Rohingyas and other minority groups in Myanmar have faced persecution and systematic discrimination. They have encountered prosecution issues and their rights denied. Due to compounding factors of statelessness and political turmoil in Myanmar, affected population are forced to undertake perilous journeys in pursuit of safety. We encourage UNHCR and international community to spearhead the establishment of support platform for Rohingya responses, to encourage regional strategies and increase international support, particularly within Bangladesh, as well as focusing on transitional solution in addition to durable solutions. NGOs call on UNHCR and member states to take immediate action to address ongoing challenges faced by civilians within Myanmar and Afghanistan, ensuring accountability, promoting the release of individuals detained for their political beliefs, and facilitating access to humanitarian assistance, emphasizing support for internally displaced persons is essential. Dear Chair, I underscore here key issues for foster durable solution. First, ensuring quality education can empower displaced and stateless person to rebuild their life and contribute to host community. Second, transitional solutions need to prioritize livelihood program encompassing the right to work, vocational training, microfinance initiatives, and entrepreneurship opportunities. Host states should acknowledge and support the economic and social benefits of empowering displaced and stateless persons. Third, displaced and stateless persons often grapple with trauma, making robust psychosocial support services imperative. Integrated activities, including legal aid, child protection, prevention and response to gender-based violence, community engagement, and advocacy effort remain essential. Investment in awareness rising and the first response effort is pressing requirement. Fourth, displaced and stateless persons are at forefront of decision regarding their future. The international community has a responsibility to respect and support this decision with a refugee-centered approach. As the GRF approaches, the viability and importance of complementary pathway for displaced person is pressing. This pathway should complement, not replace, asylum and resettlement obligations. Additionally, expanding family reunification visas and ensuring the statelessness determination procedures are developed and lead to residency and citizenship can further support these goals. To conclude, assistance must remain free from political influences. Constructive diplomatic engagement is needed. To ensure the continuation of inclusive policies, the international community must champion effective and principled burden sharing to guarantee access to essential services and protection. Ahead of GRF, we call upon states to commit to durable solutions, broaden complementary pathways, and champion transitional solutions. We are poised to work in tandem with UNHCR, states, and all relevant stakeholders to transform these principles into tangible actions. A more detailed version of this statement is available at ICFANetwork.org. Thank you.
I thank you for your statement, and now give the floor to Afghanistan.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Afghanistan continues to be devastated by conflict, political instability, and natural disaster, leading to a significant increases in number of Afghan